This is a special meeting called by the mayor. It is 4 p.m. March 22nd, 2020. Today's meeting is to discuss Borough Public Health Alert number one. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes. Jeff?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Here.
Mark? Mark?
Are you still there, Debbie?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
I can hear you now. So far we have Brandy, Chelsea, Taylor, Jeff, Jay, and myself.
Yes, I haven't called. I was just calling your name. Let me call Brandy here real quick. Brandy?
Yes.
And then Member Lynn is excused. He could not make it due to big waves in front of his house.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Okay, good, good. I don't know. It's kind of intermittent here. Before we get started, I'd like to ask Mr. Hagerman to read into the record the Petersburg Borough Public Health Alert, if he would, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we'll do that. So this is Petersburg Borough Health Public Health Alert number one. Whereas the Petersburg Borough Assembly, in cooperation and coordination with the Petersburg Emergency Operations Center, is committed to minimizing the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on Petersburg's residents and businesses. And whereas the COVID-19 pandemic has generated a global public health emergency that will quickly overwhelm Petersburg's healthcare system and resources if it is not prevented by any means possible. And whereas Governor Dunleavy has implemented several health mandates, such as closure of schools, services, and businesses that help to reduce the spread of COVID-19. And whereas it is imperative that the citizens of Petersburg Borough follow guidance put in place by other communities that are experiencing COVID-19 outbreaks. And whereas a borough advisory to shelter in place and limit community activities as much as possible will serve to protect the public health and well-being of all citizens. Now, therefore, let it be it resolved, the Petersburg Borough Assembly and Petersburg EOC is declaring a local shelter-in-place health alert that strongly urges citizens of the borough to, number one, shelter in place in as much as possible to prepare for and mitigate the severity of the COVID-19 outbreak in Petersburg. Two, if healthy and not symptomatic, make limited trips to open stores to buy food and domestic supplies without lingering in areas where other people are shopping. Observe excellent hygiene if out of the home, including hand washing or hand sanitizing whenever possible. Three, practice social distancing whenever in company of other people and maintain at least 6 feet of separation in as much as possible. Four, conduct business via telephone or electronic means as much as possible, including performing work from home via electronic means. Five, to the extent possible and by sole decision of business owners, for the next 14 days, non-essential businesses are urged to either temporarily close to the public or take measures to limit interactions between employees and the public. Essential businesses include, but are not limited to, grocery stores, hardware stores, healthcare operations, which include hospitals, clinics, pharmacies, mental health care providers, and assisted living facilities, transportation services businesses, communication service businesses, gas stations, banks, insurance companies, service providers who provide services that are necessary to maintain the safety, sanitation, and operation of residences and critical businesses, child care facilities providing services to persons performing critical or emergency services, and restaurants and bars that prepare and serve food and beverages, but only under the restrictions laid out in the State of Alaska Health Mandate 003. Number six, if returning to Petersburg from any other community, Self-isolate within your home for 14 days to contain any possible COVID-19 transmission to other Petersburg residents. 7. If you think you have been exposed to COVID-19 and develop symptoms, including fever, cough, or difficulty breathing, call the Petersburg Medical Center hotline at 772-5788 to seek medical advice and guidance. If you are sick or suspect that you may be infected with the COVID-19 virus, you should take steps to prevent the disease from spreading to other people in your home and community. And the last bullet point, number 8, follow all health mandates and alerts issued by Governor Dunleavy, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, and the Center for Disease Control.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hagerman. Sandy, do you have anything you would like to add to the persons to be heard related to today's agenda item?
This is Sandy Dixon. No, I do not. When I heard about Ketchikan's additional 3 cases and then saw that they passed this mandate or health notice, I suggested to Carl that we pursue it, and he jumped right on it, and the hospital is in favor of it as well.
Okay, one question for you, Sandy. Was Ketchikan's a mandate, or was it a health alert similar to what we are trying to impose here?
I don't remember offhand. Maybe Carl can answer that. But I think this is what we need to do to battle this before it comes to our community.
Okay, thank you. And one other, I guess that's it for persons to be heard. Once we get the motion in a second and we get this on the floor, I will have the clerk read Bob Lynn's comment into the minutes. And what I was going to try to do today to make it less confusion and people not talking over one another, I listed assembly members alphabetically by last name, and I will call on them in order. And then you could make amendments if you want or give your testimony. And then if no one has any second follow-up, then someone will call for the vote. So with that being said, I would entertain a motion to adopt for Borough Public Health Alert number 1.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Mucci, and was that second by Member Norheim, or who made the second?
Roger.
Okay, thank you. So with that being said, will the clerk please read Mr. Lynn's comment into the record?
Yes. I'm very much in favor of the Petersburg Borough Public Health Alert number 1. However, I am not in favor of issuing a mandate at this time. We have a very qualified incident command group in place and operating. They are constantly monitoring the situation both locally, statewide, and nationally. We need to allow them to do their job and to provide their collective best advice. Please follow the guidelines that are recommended and take a walk in the woods following recommended guidelines, of course. Bob Lynn.
Okay, thank you, Clerk Thompson. Yeah, it just so happened in alphabetical order, Member Lynn was number 1 by last name, and the next assembly member in order would be Member Moreau. Do you have something to add today?
Not really. I agree that this needs to be passed, and I agree with Bob that it does not need to be mandated at this time. Other than that, I think that everybody working from the hospital and their staff, as well as our own borough people on this, are doing a great job, and I think it needs to go forward. That's it.
Okay, thank you for your input. Member Mucci, you are next in the alphabetical order. Would you like to interject?
Sure. We've all received a whole bunch of emails and texts this afternoon about just putting the mandate in place this afternoon. I talked to Carl and a couple other members of the borough staff, and I'm trying to sort out, in my mind, why not put the mandate in place today or this afternoon? I was told that there are no cases of the virus in Petersburg. Several people have been tested, but the turnaround is turning out to be at least 7 days. I'm trying to sort out if we just pass this resolution this afternoon, will we have to get back tomorrow or Tuesday to mandate the stand down or the shelter in place wording? And then I'm trying to sort out who's going to enforce once we do the shelter in place. So those are some of the questions I've had. And I've had the opportunity to order some groceries up at Hammer and Weekon and Trading Union for some folks, and it seems to be working fine. But I'm just relying on the Interstate Command Team to kind of give us direction and go from there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Member Mucci. And
Mr. Mayor?
Again, yes, is this Carl?
This is Carl, yes. Can I just interject a couple comments, please?
Yes, you can.
It may be helpful. So in reference to Member Mucci's comments about a mandate versus the health alert that we have in front of us, I'm aware that a lot of people in the community are very much in favor of going to a mandate, a more stricter application of the bullet points that are in the alert. And I respect that completely. The reason that we are taking this step first is a lot of social distancing, a lot of good practices have been being displayed in the community. It's not 100%, that's for sure, but we're getting there. This is a reinforcement of those behaviors, and it is a good next step without being too heavy-handed in the application of the emergency ordinance that was just passed 2 days ago. I realize time is very precious right now, and so it is important to be able to act. That emergency ordinance does give us that ability. But at this time, I would recommend, and after speaking with the borough's attorney this afternoon about the issue of mandate versus health alerts, her advice was that the emergency ordinance that was passed allows us to react quickly, but the document that is in front of the assembly right now is not in the format that of a health order. A health order would be the more strict application of these guidelines, and my advice is to pass this health alert presently and to reinforce the good behaviors that we're seeing in the community. And if the assembly would like to take the next step, please direct me to draft that document, and we will work on it immediately.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hagerman, and hopefully that is clear to the assembly. And thank you. I wasn't aware that there was a difference between an order and this public health alert, but it makes sense.
Mr. Mayor?
So can we finish going down the list of assembly members, and then if you have another to interject again, you can get the floor again, please?
Yes, thank you.
So that would be Member Norheim.
Yes. I had one question. It was about number 6 there. It seemed kind of vague. Like, I get the gist of it, and it doesn't – I was just wondering if it is a mandate or a request, because it doesn't really – and I get you just answered saying that this is all basically just a request, but it seemed kind of vague. And that was about it, you know. If it becomes a mandate, who's enforcing it and all that, but we're not there, so.
Yeah, through the mayor?
Yes, is this Mr. Hagerman again?
Yes, it is, sorry.
That's fine.
So, yes, so number 6, yes, the statement taken alone is maybe not that clear, but every statement in the list is qualified by the now, therefore, be it resolved, that the borough strongly urges citizens of the borough to. So, yes, all of the suggestions, all of the bolted list here are suggestions, strongly worded suggestions, but they're urgings nonetheless.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any more to add to your comment, Member Norheim?
No, that was the only one I really had a question on. Everything else seems pretty straightforward.
Okay, thank you. Member Stanton Gregor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'll definitely be voting for this. I think it's important for us to trust Sandy, Carl, and the emergency response team. I'd like a question through the mayor to Director Hagerman, please. And Carl, do you think it's appropriate at this time to draw up an order to have brought before us?
Yes, I think it just depends on when the assembly wants to see it implemented. But I think having one prepared and ready to go is an excellent idea. There are a lot of questions to answer on that kind of a document. If we're talking about a mandate and an order to our citizens, we do need to discuss enforcement and where that is going to end up. I'm aware that the police department is fairly shorthanded right now. It would be unfortunate to overwhelm them. It would send a stronger message to the community, but enforcement is definitely a part of that equation that it's difficult for the community to handle. But drafting the document and getting going on it is probably a very good idea.
Thank you, Director Hagerman. Then in that case, I don't know what the right way to go about this would be. I'd like to direct the Incident Commander Hagerman to do that. And as a sidebar, since you mentioned enforcement, that's one of the challenges lots of communities with similar implementations are having right now. A lot of it still is on our system because it's hard to force a lot of people to do what you want when you're short-staffed. It's still more on our system-based, but I agree that it sends a very strong message about how serious we're taking this. So however we need to go about that, I would propose getting Carl working on drawing that up.
Member Stanton Gregor, and simply I think I agree with wholeheartedly with what Member Stanton Gregor has just said, and possibly afterward, it's not on the agenda, but I don't see any reason why we could not give Mr. Hagerman the authority to have the attorney draft up that document so it's accessible to us in a short amount of time.
Agreed.
Member Stan Greger, did you have more to add to your comments today?
Just that I'll definitely be voting yes for it, and that I appreciate the efforts of everybody involved trying to keep our community safe, and I'll definitely be voting yes. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Member Tremblay, and then we'll go back through the list again if people have more to add to the testimony.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to start by thanking everybody, especially the medical center and public health staff that endorsed this. I understand how important it is to be active in advance of something happening here. And so I'll definitely be voting for it. And I wanted to address number 5, where it delineated between non-essential businesses that could either close or take measures, as well as essential businesses. If you are a business owner and you are not sure where to put yourself or how to conduct business in the way that's safest, I wanted to make sure that you knew you had Liz Bacom at the hospital has put herself out there as a resource. Her number is 772-5545. And so if you are either of those categories and you are hearing us talk about this and you're not sure what that means for you, please give her a call because she's really an essential resource for our community at this time. I'm also happy to chat with people about what they're experiencing. My number is 518-0590, and I'm grateful to be getting this passed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Tremblay. And before I interject, is Member Mucci, did you have something on your question with Carl or something you wanted to add?
Yes, I did, Mr. Mayor. The question I had was the note we had from the Petersburg Medical Center supporting this resolution. I'm just trying to start out paragraph 3 that says the community spread of this virus with no direct link to travel is inevitable. Sheltering in place for all but essential services will provide precious time for PMC to properly manage all our patients when they require care. So is this the same thing that the borough is looking to do this afternoon, or is this something a little different?
I think passing this order or this alert is, like Mr. Hagerman explained earlier, is different than an order, and I don't know what the document differences will be, but then he also talked about enforcement. So the making it a mandate sounds like a lot. There's a lot more to it than what we're doing today, but I think this is a good start, and that's and Mr. Hagerman, if there's a better clarification, could you please interject that now, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I do have a comment about that. The letter that's been supplied by the medical center is supportive of any and all actions that the borough would take to emphasize the shelter-in-place order, mandate, direction, whatever you want to call it. They are very supportive of that concept, and in truth, that is the way that we will survive this, is to shelter in place as much as possible to prevent transmission and spread. It will come to Petersburg, and so this the means and the process of sheltering in place is the best way to go. They are supportive of this health alert, and they will be supportive of any mandate that comes out in that vein as well.
Does that kind of clarify for you, Member Mucci?
Sure. I guess the concern I have is that if we pass this tonight, do we make an amendment to this resolution to do the directive for the mandatory shelter in place tonight, or do we have to wait? And I mean, how do we expect? I guess maybe the city clerk can answer, or somebody can answer, but I'm just trying to sort out the mechanism for how do we do this. Thank you.
I would think we would have to have Mr. Hagerman pursue with the clerk and our attorney to draft up a mandate and get all the details ironed out, and hopefully that can happen soon. Maybe Mr. Hagerman can reach out to the attorney today and get her started on that. It seems like we don't have the document before us to have the details to impose a mandate without. And does that sound accurate to you, Mr. Hagerman?
Mr. Mayor, yes, it does. A mandate will be a different type of document. It will likely be much more detailed, and it would frankly be impossible to amend this document in front of the body today to meet that purpose.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Is that clear to the assembly what we need to do then next, for the next step, if we have to go there?
Yes.
Okay, back up to the top of the list. Member Moreau, did you have any other comments today?
No, I'm good.
Okay, any other assembly members want to add to the testimony today, or to interject any other thoughts?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just and I'm reading through the resolution in terms of social distancing and good practices. This is not quite germane to the issue, so I'll be brief. I was just thing about people at the store and the post office and whatnot, just another big reminder when you're at the post office, like, give each other some space. I was noticing big crowds there, you know. We don't need to go up there twice a day. I don't need to go up there every day. Like, it's all pay attention to the wording about the social distancing really and shelter in place really means. I really hope the community can rally behind this. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Stanton Gregor. Well, if there's no other comments by any of the other assemblymembers,
I have one.
Taylor?
Yeah, it was just a couple people asked me this, and it's not a huge deal, but it was the wording shelter in place. They thought it seemed a little, I don't know, clinical and maybe scary, and they're wondering if we could use something else, like maybe hunker down, like Anchorage was using, just for people who aren't in town or, you know, just like out in the woods there. That, I don't know how you would go about doing that. I guess just use different language so it's not so scary, I guess.
Well, if you had different language, you'd want to interject instead of shelter in place, which is what Ketchikan used, and I don't know if any other communities have used that direct verbiage, but you could make a motion to change it if you had something you'd like to change it to.
I guess I could just make. Go ahead.
Continue, Mr. Nora, please. Chelsea, could you wait until he's done, please?
I guess I would just make a motion to change wording of shelter in place to hunker down, like Anchorage did.
Is there a second to that? Okay, seeing no second. Is there a second? Okay, if there's no second to that motion, then that amendment, the motion fails. Member Tremblay, you had a comment you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to make note that shelter in place is an official term in emergency management protocol. So if we call it something else collectively around town, that's great. But I think keeping government language in line with official emergency management practices is probably the best thing.
Thank you for that clarification. So if there's no other comments by the rest of the assembly, I'm in favor of going down this road, and I will vote for this public health alert. I was talking with the clerk a few days ago, and before the electronic age with email and the Facebook and all that, I remember when I was a young boy in Petersburg, every telephone pole in town had something stapled to it if there was an emergency. So we discussed that, but instead of going that route and trying to communicate with the people that don't listen to the radio or read the paper or email or Facebook, every post office box is going to get a flyer explaining the COVID-19 and different state of Alaska requests and the boroughs' positions on this up to date. And I believe that will go in the mail on Monday, I believe is what the clerk told me today. So I'm glad we're at this point and taking action. I know there's a lot of input from the community that want us to mandate today, but I don't think we have the documentation or the document, I guess, in front of us to address that, as what Mr. Hagerman said. So I appreciate all the work by the team that's been put together. And I think if, you know, we share with our friends, that if they share with their friends how important this really is to shelter in place, unless it's absolutely necessary for you to go out if you're healthy, not showing any symptoms, I think that would be great. I think if we work together, we could pull through this as best as we can expect. One thing I would really hate to see is if a person couldn't jump in their car, go out the road, and go for a walk on a logging road, if they're with their, you know, significant other or family members. That's just to be able to get out and you know, not be stuck in your house. So we need to be aware of that as we move forward, in my opinion. So with that being said, I will be voting for this public health alert when we call for a vote. one more time. Is there any other comments by the Assembly?
Mr. Mayor?
Member Mucci.
Thank you. Do we need to, for the sake of notice to the public, do we need to schedule a meeting for Monday and Tuesday to meet the requirements that we need, doing that ahead of time in case we need to move forward with this? Does that make it easier for the borough and getting notification out to the public? Thank you.
I got, I could probably answer that. I got received, I should say, Member Hagerman's, Carl Hagerman's email last night about this public health alert. I called the clerk. She notified the Assembly this morning, but I think we have to notify the Assembly members within 8 hours, and we're having a meeting today. So without having a, you know, something to address at a meeting, meeting in a document, if we're going to go to a mandate form of this, I don't know that we can schedule a meeting. I mean, that's my opinion. I think we could do things fairly quickly now that we have given ourselves the authority to do that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
You are correct. I just wanted to say that if we call a special meeting, we have to have a reason for the special meeting and announce what the reason is.
And probably have the documentation to back it up, I would assume.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Let's, yeah. We better have a document first.
Okay, thank you. So if there is no other comments from the Assembly today, I'd like the clerk to call the roll, please.
Taylor?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Bob, oh, sorry, Bob is not on. Jeff?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so I believe it passed unanimously. So we will, I will keep in touch with Mr. Hagerman and the clerk, and if there's any other Assembly members that think we need to call a meeting that we're not aware of, I believe four Assembly members can call a meeting, but I am ready to call as many, for as many meetings as we need if we have a topic to discuss. So with that being said, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for coming in on your Sunday afternoon. And
thank you.